You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the Houston Astros. I'm Richard Justice of MLB.com, and I'm joined by Brian McTaggart of MLB.com. You can find his work at Astros.com, and lots of us do. And so, Brian, I think in the season after Dallas Keuchel had a coming-out party for all of baseball to see, you know, we're wondering, how will he adjust? How will the league adjust? What does he have to change anything? Guy goes out and throws seven shutout innings in the first against Cleveland in the first game of the season, outduels Corey Kluber. That's about as good as it gets for opening day. And what's the key for Dallas Keuchel in a game like that?
Well, you know, I think he was in total control from the get-go. You know, he had a slider working to both lefties and righties, and that's something that he had wanted to work on during spring training. But he just oozed confidence out there. You can tell this is a different Dallas Keuchel than seems like even the start of last year. He went out there and did what he expected to do and kept the ball down and made some good plays with the glove. You know, he won the Gold Glove last year. And I tell you what, he got in a little bit of trouble there in the one inning with a couple of runners at first and second and came back and got the strikeout and then got a couple of weak grounders back to the mound and got out of it just like that. So it was vintage Dallas Keuchel. It was fun to watch. And I'm really excited to see what he does next time he gets the ball.
And, you know, we were excited about the additions to the bullpen, Neshek and Gregerson, over the offseason. And Gregerson gets the save on opening day, which is the way it's supposed to work out. But this kid, Tony Sipp, he is 31 years old, going to turn 32 in a few weeks. 45th round draft pick of the Indians way back when. And yet, anywhere you go and you hear scouts talk, they praise this guy for his arm, for what he'll contribute to the team this year. And he got his job done, pitched a scoreless inning on opening day. I wanted to ask you, first of all, like, what has been the reason for this guy's success? And I don't quite understand why he's bounced around so much, because his numbers seem to be pretty good for his career. And what's the role that A.J. Hinch is going to put him in with these new relievers?
Well, you know, when they acquired him, I really didn't know much about him, and I went to look at his numbers. And he had a pretty good run in Cleveland. He had a 4 or 5 year run where he made 60, 70 appearances a year, and put up pretty solid numbers. And I know he ended up getting dealt off in a trade, and then he kind of fell off the map a little bit there for a few months. But as soon as the Astros picked him up, he's been lights out ever since. And you know, the thing about him, he's left-hander, but he can get lefties and righties out. I think that they're pretty comfortable with him facing right-handers. Now, they brought him into the game the other day in the eighth inning with, I think, a switch hitter coming up and then a couple of lefties. So A.J. Hinch definitely wanted him to get the lefties out at the top of that lineup, and he came in and did a good job with that. And, you know, I thought it was a good move because, you know, it was eighth inning, you're up by two. You could have put in one of your setup guys, whether Neshek or Gip Qualls, set up for the closer in Gregerson, but he went with he showed he was that comfortable with Sipp to let him handle the eighth inning, and I think if he's got some left-handed guys coming up in key situations, I think even in the ninth inning he's not going to be afraid to put Sipp in there.
A.J. Hinch selected Luke Gregerson as his closer, and in his first appearance for his new team, he faces the heart of the Indians order, Brant Leith, Santana, and Gomes, and throws six pitches. I would think as the season wears on, it's going to be quite a comfort level for Keuchel, for McHugh, for Feldman, et cetera, to have somebody that a quality arm like this pitching the ninth inning.
Oh, it's got to be. I mean, nothing's more disheartening than going out there and pitching eight innings and giving up one run and then watching the bullpen blow it. And that's happened all too often. As we know, the last 3 or 4 years of the Astros, and knowing you got Gregerson down there. Gregerson came in and threw six pitches, all strikes, and got three outs lickety-split even quicker than Tony Sipp did, and it's very impressive to watch. And I mean, they just the pitching all around was very good on Monday. Keuchel, Sipp, and then Gregerson, and it's got to be a good sign for the Astros. They're able to close out a game like that without even using Neshek, without using Qualls. Gregerson, only six pitches. I mean, they had a day off, and pretty much they're coming back with a bullpen in about as good a shape as you can imagine. And I think the bullpen is going to make a huge difference in this team. If you look at their win-loss record, even if the rotation maybe isn't as good as last year, we don't know. But I think with just the bullpen being able to close out more saves, I mean, if they save eight more games, you're talking about a huge swing in your win-loss record. And I certainly feel like at the end of the day, I think we're going to look back on this bullpen as being one of the better ones in the American League.
And A.J. Hinch is first game as manager in his second chance as manager. Did he set a tone with the team, with the media? What were your impressions watching A.J. Hinch go about things on opening day?
Well, I thought it was interesting. Opening day, I asked him if he was going to address the team beforehand, and he's like, no. I said, I don't have a reason to. We've been together 6 weeks, and they know what to expect, and you know, there's nothing I can say to them that I haven't told them over the previous 6 weeks. We know we just got to go out there and play some baseball, and it was just a very calm day. It wasn't a day where you felt there was a lot of pressure on any of the players, or Hinch was just bursting with enthusiasm. It was just another day at the office, really. And Hinch, we don't know what kind of manager he is. You know, I think, you know, we know what he did in Arizona, but that was a long time ago. He's learned from his mistakes, and he's admitted as much. So, but I think what will define him will be, you know, how he does with the Astros. And, you know, it's one game is way too early to make any judgments. But I think with the way he handled things in spring training and just the calmness he had on this team opening day, I think the fact he's not going to put any pressure on these guys is going to be huge. I don't think anyone's going to go out there. They're not going to be afraid to fail like maybe they were in the last couple of years. They're going to go out there and just play to their capabilities. And I think that's going to be great for their psyche.
Sold out in Minute Maid Park on opening day. The Astros now have a local TV presence that they haven't had in the past. And I would think club officials were very encouraged that the TV ratings from opening day were pretty darn good, that people are maybe starting to, hey, let's see what's going on over there at Minute Maid Park again. Would you think?
Yeah, I would definitely think so. You know, I had several people who watched the games and interacted with me over the last couple of days who really, I don't think, I've heard them talk baseball in a long time. And I think once they start winning and there's a little bit more buzz and people can watch the games. I mean, everyone knows about Jose Altuve, but to be able to watch the games every night and see these, watch Dallas Keuchel every fifth day, it's going to make a big difference. And they got to get off to a good start, Richard. I wrote about this yesterday. The last couple of Aprils they've had have just been abysmal. They lost 19 games in April the last 2 years, and I think that just turns a lot of fans off. And they played a pretty good stretch last year where they played 500 baseball for 2 months, but the fact they were 8-19 or 9-19 in April, I think a lot of fans are just like, well, same with Astros. So even though they win opening day, they got to find a way to build on this momentum. They have a difficult road trip coming up, a three-city road trip, including Seattle and San Diego and Oakland. Not easy by any stretch, but I think having a good month, close to 500 month, I think that'll go a long way into the summer, setting up some good vibes.
All right. Good vibes all around. Enjoy the rest of the week. Opening day, you feel about the Astros. Thank you, Brian.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.